For decades, the Knitting Factory in New York has been known as a showcase for avant-garde performance art. So why is the Knitting Factory's record label releasing the debut album of a band called Slavic Soul Party? Well, critic Sarah Bardeen says it's all part of a new downtown trend, Central and East European music.
First, a disclaimer. I like Balkan folk music. A lot. I'm not alone. There's a small movement of Gen Xers who adore it. Not for kitsch value, not as a vague ethnic patina to lay over standard alternative rock. The real deal. The instruments, the voices, the harmonies, the dizzying time signatures, everything. Slavic Soul Party's debut album has everything you could want in a record. It really does. Madcap rhythms, hyperactive horns, a sense of the absurd, and just a hint of abstract jazz. Songs like Dance the Dust Up sparkle, with clarinet, trombone, and cornet tripping gleefully across fistfuls of notes faster than you can say slivvits. But if you aren't quite up to the good-natured chaos of a gypsy party, hang around. Slavic Soul Party delivers on the soul part of their moniker as well, serving up gorgeously slow numbers backed by drones and ceremonious drums. Kutsos is one of my favorite tracks on the album. Quavering horns coalesce into heart-stopping harmonies that make you wistful for places you've never been. And for the jazz fanatics out there, Slavic Soul Party even transforms Duke Ellington's shambling, swinging Blue Pepper into an old-world accordion fest it was meant to be. What got the good men of Slavic Soul Party into Balkan folk music. But one thing's clear, the band isn't paying tongue-in-cheek tribute to funny, mustachioed guys who live halfway around the world. In Macedonia is the real deal.
The CD is In Macedonia by Slavic Soul Party. Critic Sarah Bardeen is an editor at Listen.com.